Ladies and gentlemen, tonight I invite you to journey with me beyond the known, beyond the realms of Earth and its tethered horizons, maybe even beyond your comfort zone, to the silent reaches of the cosmos, to the silence within the possibility, to the solitary flame within the infinite dark.
This is a story of two brothers, twins, bound by more than blood, and who have chosen to be divided by the vastness of the galaxy. A tale of explorers, like of old. A tale of dreamers being sent out into the night without the security of home, without knowing if they would ever return. And with this journey and the weight of human fragility squarely on their shoulders, Kellen and Jonas, they are builders of light, architects of hope, sent to opposite ends of creation to build and maintain spaceports to anchor humanity's presence in the darkest of voids.
But out there beyond the safety of stars, where the silence itself seems alive, they will come to ask a question as old as time. What does it mean to endure? To leave something behind? In the paper today, there are tales of waste, but don't dream it's over.
There is a space between them that won't win, for there is always the feeling of liberation and relief.
Their voices echo across the emptiness, part soliloquy, part dialogue, united only by the thin, flickering threads of their beacons. This is their story. They come, they come. A tale of light and shadow, of isolation and connection. A tale we call...
You'll Never See the End of the Road, written by John Wanzel.
Let's try that again.
Stop Go. Stop is proud to present episode 185. You Will Never See the End of the Road.
Now, to listen, not with your ears alone, but with that quiet part of you that remembers how to dream, that still dares to wonder. In the endless dark of space, every light carries meaning. Each flicker, no matter how faint, becomes a voice against the silence, a message sent out to the unknown. And perhaps in its glow, there lies a question waiting for those who dare to see.
In the age of interstellar expansion, humanity has seeded the galaxy with beacons of light. These lighthouses, stationed at the edges of the void, guide travelers through the dark and the unknown. Today, two brothers prepare to part ways, knowing they will never meet again.
Double-check your equipment before launch, Kellen. Last time, you nearly forgot your stabilizers.
Relax, Jonas. They're not sending me without a spare.
Spare or not, I won't be around to remind you to check.
Thank the gods, and that's why they're sending us. We are capable of making lists, and are good at making Excel sheets.
Too good, maybe.
They stop walking. The hum of machinery grows louder.
Hey, we'll still talk, right? Messages will take weeks, but it's not like we talk every day now. It just seems weird that we won't be able to, you know, send a text message or two.
It is what we signed up for. And yeah, I understand. I will miss your top 10 lists of North American birds.
I only send you that list once a year. I know we signed up for this. It's just here now. And I keep hearing marketing slogans about why we are going. We're lighting the way for everyone else. It's bigger than us. Stuff like that.
Bigger than us. Right?
It seems that everything is bigger than you, than me. I guess someday we will be as big as we need to be. But you won't have any trouble. You've always had a bigger ego, big enough for the both of us.
No need to start that argument again. Kellen, take care of yourself. This mission is the mission. There will always be another crew behind us to mop up any mistakes.
Explorers, pioneers, builders. You've earned those titles and more. Today, we send you on humanity's most distant mission yet.
A map of the galaxy flickers to life with soft beeps. Two points on opposite ends of the map glow brightly. There are a number of numbers on the left side of the map, showing the time spent creating the lighthouse system, the centuries that it will last, and the lives that have been submitted to the cause.
Jonas and Kellen, Your assignments lie here. These are uncharted regions. Each of you will oversee the construction of a lighthouse, a beacon that will guide ships for centuries to come.
Understood, Captain.
You've been selected not just for your skills, but for your resilience. Once deployed, these stations will be your homes. Communication will be limited. For most, this would be a life sentence of isolation. But you two volunteered.
Yes, ma'am. We're ready. Captain, will there ever be a way back?
A long pause. The ambient hum grows quieter.
Unlikely. You know this. It was in the brochure and the contract. Your lighthouses will mark the edge of humanity's reach, for now. But your work ensures that others will follow. Follow in your shoes to the future of the future. This is a time to tell each other things you would have changed. I don't pretend to know what will come. When you come around, time and again, I am not afraid of the dark. Will you be? You are still too young to travel this far. Hopefully, you will be wise enough to carry the scars without blame. There is no one to blame. There is no one to blame. Take your final hour together. You launch at 1400.
So an hour to talk about everything we ever wanted to talk about to each other.
An hour. Seems too long.
The hum of the station fades, replaced by a serene soundscape of distant stars and faint vibrations of the galaxy. The twins are sitting, looking out at the endless expanse of space. They go for about 35 minutes just sitting like that, not saying a word. This isn't the time to talk about the weather. This isn't the time to talk about love, labor's lost, or the highest branch of an apple tree once climbed. The birds, maybe the birds, or every night at 6 o'clock when they sang and the supper bell rang. Simple enough all of these times, but none of them were discussed between them. Time is on the table and the dinner's cold.
When we were kids, I always thought space was quiet, peaceful.
It's chaos, radiation storms, rogue asteroids.
You always ruin the poetry.
Because someone has to stay grounded.
A brief silence. The two stare at the stars.
Do you ever wonder why we said yes? Why we signed up for this?
Because it mattered. Because someone has to build the road, even if they never get to walk it.
That's what you believe. What do you feel? Jonas.
I feel like I'm losing my brother.
You're not losing me. We're just far apart.
Far apart with no way back. It's not the same, Kellen.
No, it's not. But we'll still be connected. The lighthouses, and we're twins. So if we miss each other, all we have to do is look in a mirror.
I'll hold on to that.
All personnel for deployment Gamma 14 report to Launch Bay 1. The moment breaks. The brothers rise.
Well, this is it. It seems like there should be more to say. I mean, this is it. The last time that we will be in the same room. This is it. The last time. We didn't even talk about Mom, Dad, any of our family.
True. I guess we didn't need to.
I'm not sure this is the way I want to leave it. To leave it for the future, the end, the ever-ending series of tomorrows.
Take care of yourself, Kellen.
You too, brother.
That's not exactly what happened. Let's start a bit earlier. When the two brothers acted more like brothers.
You don't understand, Kellen. You never did. It's not about what we want out here. It's about what humanity needs. A chain of lights. Stable, efficient, unyielding. That's what we were sent to build. Not whatever experiment you're running.
And that's exactly the problem, Jonas. You think this is just about following orders? About stamping our mark on the galaxy? Like it's a blank canvas. But it's not blank, it's alive. Out here, our choices have consequences.
And what are you going to do? Let those things decide the fate of the beacon? You're jeopardizing the mission, Kellen.
No, Jonas, I'm adapting the mission. There's a difference.
A tense silence follows, broken only by the faint hum of the space station. The static crackles again, like the void itself is straining to hold their conversation together. Feel the warm wind, hear the crashing waters, see the millions of things that cannot be described in the moment, but will be thought about for years to come. A secret, over and over again.
You always think you're the visionary, don't you? The one who sees the bigger picture. But the galaxy isn't some abstract painting you can reinterpret. It's chaos. And without structure, without us, it stays chaos.
And maybe chaos is what it's supposed to be. Did you ever think of that? That the galaxy doesn't need us to tame it?
You talk like you're some enlightened explorer, but all I see is someone who's lost focus. If you can't follow the plan, what was the point of signing up for this mission?
The point was to build something that lasts, Jonas. Not just a machine, but something that respects what's already here.
What's already here? Empty space? Gas clouds? A few glowing jellyfish?
And yet, they've survived here longer than we have. That means something.
Another silence falls, heavier this time. The distance between their viewpoints feels as vast as the galaxy itself. When Jonas speaks again, his voice is quieter, tinged with pain. For time immemorial, they will go on their mission to find what they cannot find together. By any luck, you will find that they cannot say. Another silence. This one fills the void.
We're supposed to be a team. You, me, the others. We all agreed to this mission. And now, it feels like you've left me out here alone.
Haven't left you, Jonas. We're still connected, even now.
A weak signal across a million light years. That's all we've got to look forward to.
The static returns louder now, as if the connection is beginning to falter. Even as they stand 3 feet apart, the static of the world interrupts them. Both brothers fall silent, the weight of their argument hanging in the air.
In the silence that follows, the void reasserts itself, a chasm both physical and emotional. The brothers, once inseparable, now stand on opposite sides of a question with no simple answer.
Pause as the faint hum of the station begins to rise in the background, interspersed with the crackle of communication. A distant drumming, careless winter, escape the anger of our past. Dreams may come true. I hear a whisper or a bird's call, a hum. Maybe it's just the hum of the equipment.
And so, the void asserts its dominion once more, a vast and impenetrable expanse where light flickers and fades, where even before their journey begins, voices strain to be heard, and where even the strongest bonds are tested by distance and time.
Two brothers, bound by blood and shared purpose, now travel to opposing stars on the edge of a great unknown. One clings to structure, order, and the conviction that humanity must bend the chaos of the universe to its will. The other embraces the living, breathing essence of the cosmos, a realm that defies control and demands humility.
Their argument is more than a clash of ideals. It is the eternal struggle of humanity itself, to impose or to adapt, to conquer or to coexist. In the vacuum of space, these questions echo endlessly, unanswered and unanswerable.
A pause in the action. The faint hum of the equipment around underscores the silence, the distance, the artificial world that was created to expand, to run, to get away. Across the unyielding gulf of mere feet, their voices falter, reduced to faint vibrations carried on a fragile stream of electrons. The words they share, heavy with anger, hope, and loss, are swallowed by the silence. And yet something remains, not in the voices themselves, but in the walls they built between them.
Take care of yourself, brother.
You too.
You have been listening to episode 185 of the Stop, Go, Stop podcast, you'll never see the end of the road. From Chicago to your ears, thank you for listening.